So the first step to correct your status would be, I would create something called a non-taxpayer affidavit, or even something called political status correction. Name, correct your name for the record. You, when your name was created on a birth certificate, they think they own this. So you have to learn how to create it in a private trust. The Social Security number is a trust. If you look it up, Social Security Trust Administration. It's a public administration. You have to learn how to create your private administration. So you can start with a church or even a tribe. You can correct your status with a tribe, a church. It's called the Shahada with Muslims. I'm not sure what it's called with Jewish people, but they all undergo a status change. In the Christian community, it's called being baptized. So your baptismal certificate can be also correct your status, and you can use this to identify in the public. Everybody go to OnlyFans.com/Don Kalam. That's OnlyFans.com/Don Kalam. That's DonKilam. You can subscribe there and get access to Don Kalam University at DonKilam.com. You can also follow me on the Instagram at DON_KILAM. Again, that's DON_KILAM. Much peace and love.
Peace and love, peace and love. You're now rocking to the sounds and vibrations of your boy, Don Kalam, also known as Malik Kalam. As always, prosperity is your divine birthright. When everybody quit using consumer laws, these are public codes and statutes. The public sector is part of the economy that the government controls. You're using codes and statutes, you're part of the public sector. We just living that private life on a private resort. Gotta make some moves. We got some private meetings today. Gotta hop on a flight. I meet somebody and then hop on a flight. Y'all can see it. Yeah, y'all see it. Beautiful, beautiful women out here today too. Beautiful. But I'm gonna get to the program. I do not own rights to this music at all. I'm not even gonna cut through there. Just know, hey, this is where the beautiful women at. But look, check this out. GAAP, Generally Accepted Accounting Principles. Generally Accepted Accounting Principles. This is what I want everybody to look up. GAAP. And the reason being, is because these are accounts. These are public companies utilizing public accounts. See, I already got somebody already talking crazy. Listen, a uniform commercial code. That means people in uniforms can hand down those codes. These are public codes. Those codes aren't for you. Listen, when I'm talking, shut up and take notes. That's what the fuck you do. GAAP. I'm trying to give y'all game. Y'all wondering why y'all stuck? Y'all not giving remedy? Y'all sitting here canceling debt, getting charge-offs, disputes? This is still income for the company. This is still income for the company. You can look this up and Google it. Charge-offs, canceled debt is still considered income for the company. You're not claiming the credits. It came from your trust. You issue the credit. Yeah, it's popping today out here, boy. Gotta love it. Gotta love it. Let me know if this is making sense for everybody. Drop a 100 sign, fire emoji. I had a lot of people hit me up, upset, that I said quit using consumer laws. Don Kalam, that's my business. That's how I make money, Don Kalam. Listen, I'm just telling the facts. I'm telling you like it is. I got a lot of emoji sign, fire emojis. I got the 100s. I appreciate it. Right now you hit like, subscribe, share, drop comments. That's the time to do it. Share this with that at least three people that need to be hearing this. Share this with at least three people you think need to hear this. GAAP. This is how I'm coming at any debt. I'm doing it. I'm taking it to GAAP, and you're filing these things with the Financial Accounting Standards Board, the FASB. There is an international. There is an international financial accounting standards board. GAAP, Generally Accepted Accounting Principles, a set of accounting rules, standards, and procedures issued and frequently revised by the Financial Accounting Standards Board. Public companies in the United States must follow GAAP with their accountants while compiling their financial statements. Y'all talking about UCC-1s. UCC-1 is not a certified financial statement. That's not falling under GAAP rules. That shit will get you blue block blammed when you're going to the higher ups. This is what I need y'all to understand. Let me know that this is making sense. And let me know where you tapped in and tuned in from. If you find this information of value, what you need to do is drop a Cash App on the Dream Keepers Radio. Here's the Cash App. I don't care if it's $1. I don't care if it's $5. Everything counts, okay? Everything counts. We got Florida deep in the building. We got Florida deep in the building. We got California in the building. So GAAP rules. Now, when you're doing these things, there's certain accounting forms you do have to file. I'm going to say that again. When you're doing these things, there is certain accounting forms that you have to file. I have a video where I go over some of them. But I don't think I'm going to go over them today with the public. I just want y'all to know I had a lot of people in the consumer field coming to me, and then they don't understand real game. You have to file a tax on a canceled debt. You have to file a tax on when you charge off these debts. It's still income. It's considered income. And if you don't claim it, they're going to claim it. So they're still getting paid regardless. And that's what a lot of people is not understanding. That's what a lot of people is not realizing. I hope this is making sense. Accounting, when you create it comes from the Social Security account. Let's start with that, which is a trust, which is an entity in the public created by the government, not you. Okay, so you got to quit saying it's yours. The trust is operating under rules of trust, public trust, and bankruptcy. So you need to learn these rules as well. And this has nothing to do with consumer law. Consumer law is United States codes and statutes. That's what these people are saying. Hey, know the consumer law. These are United States codes and statutes. To be a consumer, to even claim to be at the consumer status and not producing nothing, it's going to put you at the lowest status you can be in America. America benefits producers, not consumers. And I hope that makes sense. I hope that makes sense. So America will have better benefits for producers, not consumers, which are businesses. You want to be a business. You know, people talking about status change. Here we go again. It's all business. Shut the fuck up. Take notes when you hear me talking. That's what you do. Quit asking questions. You want to ask questions? Ask Google. Google's free. I'm not. You understand? No, you don't send shit to the GAAP. Y'all are not listening. Y'all not taking notes correctly. Y'all want the game. Y'all need to drop a donation. Nobody's going over this information like Don Kalam.
We'll be back after a quick break.
There's no such thing to practice law. It's called a bar card or a British credit registry card. They take an oath to uphold rules to the crown, which is in Britain. So there's no sustained license, first of all. If you look up Abraham Lincoln, he was a lawyer. He wasn't an attorney. So attorneys might have to be licensed, but there's no such thing as a licensed lawyer. Again, it's called a British Credit Registry. It's part of a membership. It's like a fraternity, like the Freemasons or any other private club or community that you'd be part of, that you have to show your private membership. And this is what they do. Everybody go to OnlyFans.com/Don Kalam. That's OnlyFans.com/Don Kalam. That's DonKilam. You can subscribe there and get access to Don Kalam University at DonKilam.com. You can also follow me on the Instagram at DON_KILAM. Again, that's DON_KILAM. Much peace and love.
And the information is readily out there. You're following the wrong people in the public, not getting any fucking money, not getting any remedy. That's what pisses me off. And then you think you can ask me just anything you want? No, shut the fuck up. Take notes. I gave you enough information right now. GAAP. Every account that you have, every time you open up anything with credit, that's an account. G-Cut says, you simplify the information to the core. The financial accounting standard boards implement this. Talking about, do I send this to the GAAP? GAAP, listen, people. Generally accepted accounting principles. So how the fuck are you going to send something to the accounting principles? These are fucking rules. GAAP is a set of rules and standards. But you think consumer law is codes and statutes. This is why you're not getting ahead in life. Shut the fuck up and take notes. That is simple as you can fucking get right there. GAAP stands for Generally Accepted Accounting Principles. You cannot send nothing there. You stupid, slow motherfuckers. There's such thing as a stupid question. That was one of them. And this is why you will never get ahead in life. Guru Detail Guy says the principles are the fucking principalities. Yes, I'm glad y'all are laughing. I'm glad y'all found that as ridiculous as a question as me. Because they're not taking notes. You're trying to get ahead in life. You know, listen, when you're around millionaires and billionaires, you might not even know. First of all, because they dress bummy. Some of them dress bummy. Secondly, you're going to know who is who by what you're focused on. If I'm focused on the bag, I'm going to hear the bag in every conversation. I'm going to see it everywhere I go. You're not focused on the right shit. You're looking for something for nothing. That does not happen. If you're trying to get to the private life, because that's where I stand. If you're trying to get to the private life, there's no such thing as nothing for something. At all. When you start... Hold on. When you start learning the private life, appreciate the donations. I got $1.50. I appreciate it. All counts. Dreamkeepers Radio is a Cash App. You're gonna learn quid pro quo. Especially when dealing with securities. Alright? But quid pro quo. Quid pro quo is a Latin phrase that literally means something for something, suggesting an implied agreement to exchange one service or favor for another. When you're dealing with securities in a private, quarterly income debt securities, quids, you're moving with quid pro quo. Understand that, man. Understand what a kickback means. These are trustee terms. Y'all don't understand accounting. The name of the game is accounting. When you're filing 1040s, okay? That's accounting on behalf of the trust. Y'all sitting there filing income taxes, 1040 forms at that, y'all. And that's crazy. When you file a 1040, this is a gift to the Queen of England. And a lot of people don't even understand that. Your birthrights. When you file the 1041, That brings the gift back home to the estate. Cause you gotta understand, this isn't my information. Some people call it Sister K by trust. I don't talk about that shit in the public. Not with these public administrators. You can go to Social Security is a trust fund. Appreciate the donation, Chrissy. You look it up. The Social Security is a trust fund. Social Security trust fund investments. It's coming from your payroll, your labor. So anytime you're even, that's another account. That's another account. When you're signing up for a job, you're gifting your estate. Like you do with the 1040. You do that with the W-2. You do that with the W-4s. You got to know which forms to file. So out the gate, you have to understand. They said, we sold the debt. The debt is automatically tied to this trust account, the Social Security trust account. I need y'all to understand this. Appreciate the donation. We got a DMZ. Send me the, that's probably for the replay. I got you, dog. Appreciate you, man. A kickback is an illegal payment intended as compensation for preferential treatment. Learn what kickbacks are. That's what they're getting. Everything's quid pro quo. Quid pro quo means something for something. Appreciate the donations. Dante M. Appreciate you, man. So GAAP is a set of accounting rules set forth by the Financial Accounting Standards Board, the FASB. All U.S. companies are expected to follow this when putting together their financial statements. None of their statements are certified. That's how they know they're playing with your intelligence, to be honest with you, because none of these financial statements are certified. When you understand the definition of a certified financial statement, you can only get these from accountants now. These are audited financial statements. A certified financial statement is a financial document such as an income statement, cash flow statement, or a balance sheet that has been audited and signed off by an accountant. Once an auditor has reviewed the details of a financial statement following GAAP guidelines and is confident the numbers are accurate, they certify the documents. Certified financial statements are an important part of checks and balances of financial reporting. When you're playing this little credit game, which, like I said, CFPB is the only credit bureau in America. These are credit agencies. They're agencies. They're acting on agents. They're acting as agents on behalf of your credit, tied to that Social Security number. You understand? We appreciate the donations. We appreciate the donations that came from M. Don Ogendale. Appreciate you. So, certified financial statements. Public traded companies are required to have certified financial statements. If they're in the public, certified financial statements are financial statements audited and certified by external and independent accountants. Understand this. You can get accountants on Fiverr. Can't make this up. I got my own personal accountants. Social Security is a trust fund. When dealing with the trust fund, they're opening up accounts on your behalf. Just reworking everything I went over. They're setting up accounts on your behalf. My phone is dying too, so I'm not going to be able to be on here too much longer. Let's see if I can plug this in for a second. So, they're creating accounts on your behalf with the credit. As simple as that. Quit using consumer law. Understand what the private sector is. Understand what the public sector is. The public sector is the part of the economy that the government controls. When you're using consumer laws, which is codes and statutes, that's consumer law, that's in the public. That's theirs. That's their law. You got to learn how to implement your law. And you can start by implementing your law by doing an audit and getting the certified financial statements. They're not going to be able to produce the financial statements because everything they do is truthfully fraud. Another thing, another reason why we don't use consumer law. They're operating under bankruptcy with the Social Security Trust. Every business in America is under bankruptcy. United States Corporation is under bankruptcy. Understand this, okay? Everybody is under bankruptcy. Let me know that it's making sense so far. Give me 100, some fire emojis. You find this information valuable, leave $1, $5, $10, $20, $50, whatever it may be. Dreamkeepers Radio. My next consultations will be open in May. I'm booked up for April. In May, they start at $1,000. I got 4 more consultations that I'm handing out in May. They start at $1,000. Drop it on the Cash App if you want to get locked in. Leave your email address in the memo box. I'll get back to you as soon as possible and we'll schedule that consultation. Now, check this out. My phone's dying. I want to leave y'all with some more powerful information. Got a lot of fire emojis. Got a lot of 100s. That means it's clicking. I'm doing my job. Everybody says it's making sense. Now, when you start learning accounting, the first thing I want you to look up is securitization. ABSs, MBSs. Asset-backed securities, mortgage-backed securities. They're securitizing these notes. All right, these notes, they turn them into notes. That's the bonds that get securitized. In America, securitization is illegal, really in the world. So when you sign a mortgage, it's a note under UCC Article 3. Then after securitization, it becomes a security under Article 8. Under U.S. law, securitization is illegal because it's fraudulent. Instruments such as loans, credit cards, and receivables are securitized. Look this up. Asset-backed securities, that's your credit cards, your car loans, your leases, your student loans. Mortgage-backed securities are your mortgages. You become the investor every time you make a payment and it's going through a pass-through trust. They did not make you aware of this. This is what's going on in the private. If you knew accounting law, you would know. You would know. It's called double entry bookkeeping. It's the accrual method. Since you follow 1040s, you're under the cash method. All right? Those are the types of accounting. You got to know the types, the different types of accounting when dealing with these things. I'm trying to speed y'all up. You know, but definitely this is with forensic accounting and auditing. All right. Now, the Acura, you have an Acura accounting versus cash basis accounting. So Acura accounting is the financial accounting methods. They allow a company to record revenue before receiving payments for goods or services sold and record expenses as they are incurred. In other words, the revenue earned, expenses incurred are entered into the company's journal regardless of when money exchanges the hand. Acura accounting is usually compared to cash basis of accounting, which public records revenue when the goods and services are actually paid for. And this is why they send you the coupons. This is the Acura accounting. They send you the coupons. As soon as they send you the coupon, they're stating their pay. All right? They're claiming it on the accounting. The general concept of Acura accounting is that accounting journal entries are made when a good or service is provided rather than when payment is made or received. Entries are also made for debts and payments due. This is the type of accounting you have to learn. That's $1 million worth of game. Hope that makes sense. I'm not going to get deep into that. I just need you to know what's going on, okay? Now, whether everything in America is accounting, whether it's banking, civil court, criminal court, you're under bankruptcy. It's accounting. So when you start learning these things, it's $1 million worth of game right here. Everybody should be dropping donations on the Cash App, Dreamkeepers Radio. Now, when you go and look up summary and statement number 125 with the FASB, this is the Financial Accounting Standards Board. I'm going to tell you what you have to, this is the securitized accounting, the FAS 125. The FAS 140, this is the offsetting of financial assets and liabilities. FAS 133, derivatives on hedge accounts. FAS 5, FAS 95. These are the resource materials for understanding this process. The note is not under a negotiable instrument, and more, it is a security. All the banks follow these standards. They set up through GAAP, the Generally Accepted Accounting Principles. The banks are mandated by Title 12 USC. Title 12, for all everybody in the consumer law that still believes in the consumer law, tell them this. Tell them this. Under 12 USC, 18N, Section 2, Uniform Accounting Principles consistent with GAAP. And I'm just going to show y'all that so y'all know I'm not making this up. Tell your little consumer law guru to go to this. Subsection 2. Everybody has to follow that. Everybody has to follow that. This is in all my books. Quit asking me questions. Shut the fuck up. Take notes. You want to ask me questions directly? It costs $1,000. I got 4 spots left in May. You click the link in the bio. Sign up for Don Kalam University. OnlyFans.com/Don Kalam is the only way you can sign up for Don Kalam University. Y'all be pissing me off when I'm in my lecture and y'all keep asking a fucking bunch of questions. Shut the fuck up and take notes when a real nigga is speaking. When I'm giving you fucking game. I'm giving you $100 million worth of fucking game. Y'all are still out here stuck because you're listening to fucking bullshit ass gurus who ain't getting no fucking money. They never leave the fucking house. They sit in a room all fucking day. They never leave the fucking house. If you settle a debt with a creditor, charge offs, forgiven debt, charge offs, is considered income. The amount of canceled debt is taxable. Canceled debt is an income. Discharged debt is an income. Canceled debt, discharged debt, charged off debt, it's all an income. They get paid off of this. It all comes from their accounts. They already charged, they already marked in their books that they got paid. It is income. Whether you realize it or not. GAAP, I'm getting off here. You know, y'all done asked too many motherfucking questions as it is. This is private info fucking, this is private information I'm bringing to the public. Nobody's giving you this information. They're sitting there showing you, hey, you're happy. You got the account off your record. Well, it wasn't supposed to be in your record in the first place. It wasn't never certified. You get paid for these things, for them playing with you, for them playing with your essence. Understand the game. You don't understand accounting, man. And that's just simply what it is, man. Life is full of accounting. That's it. The IRS is the bookkeepers for the United States Treasury. I need everybody to understand this. Write this down. The IRS is the bookkeepers for the United States Treasury. Make sure you drop a donation. Dream Keepers Radio is the Cash App. Sign up for Don Kalam University. He said this live is an asset. Appreciate it. Sign up for Don Kalam University at OnlyFans.com/Don Kalam. D-O-N-K-I-L-A-M. I'll be telling everybody to go to DonKalam.com, but they'll be like, it says a password. I said, what else does it say? What else does it say? Let's go to it real quick before we log off, because I want y'all to see. The only thing y'all see is the password. Hold on, I'm already logged in. Let me get this in a private window. What else does it say, man? It says you need a password. And it also says go to OnlyFans.com/Don Kalam for access. Have to be an OnlyFans subscriber to access DonKalam.com and Don Kalam University. I'm worth the weight in gold. And as simple as that, much peace and love.
Are you ready to unlock the secrets of commerce and build an empire that lasts for generations? Look no further. Introducing $1 million worth of gain by Don Kalam, your official guide to the private and public side of commerce. In this groundbreaking book, Don Kalam reveals the strategies and insider knowledge you need to create and protect your wealth. Learn how to navigate the intricate world of commerce, master the art of building an empire, and secure a lasting legacy for your family. Get your hands on $1 million worth of gain today and embark on a transformative journey toward financial abundance. Don't miss out on the opportunity to build your empire and secure a prosperous future for generations to come. Get ready to conquer the world of commerce. $1 million worth of gain by Don Kalam, your ultimate guide to building an empire and leaving a legacy. $1 million worth of gain by Don Kalam. Available now. Get your copy and start your journey to generational wealth.